I'm delighted to see all of you. I'm so grateful for the Longmont Museum folks who are here.
Can you please explain to me why the importance of this workshop right now and here in this place especially?
My name is Margarita Cabrera and I am a community artist. I'm interested in making art that opens up platforms for individuals and immigrant communities, all communities, to have a voice and to have a presence in cultural dialogues that exist all around us. And I believe art has the power to transform social situations. And so I'm proposing a project that's inspired by a very special story that brings our attention to ideas of art and food, to art and community. And it brings our attention to ideas of kindness and stewardship and servicing of others in our communities. And this project is inspired by the story of the long spoons. It's a historic parable that tells the story of heaven and hell, people in hell starving around a table with a very special feast in the middle in a bowl. And with very long spoons, they all reach for the food and try to feed themselves and cannot because the spoons are so long, they can't feed themselves and successfully eat. So they are starving until one realizes that they can use the long spoon and reach across the table and feed the person in front. Then they start feeding each other and realize that that's what we need to do in order to all be saved, and eventually all of them leave heaven, right? I mean, leave hell to go to heaven. And so this story, this historic parable, inspires our actions today. This collaboration and partnership with the museum, with Ojin Farms, and myself as a community artist brings together the Longmont community to activate this story. It's a community collaboration. It's a workshop format project. It has two parts. The first part is this summer, where we come together with community members from different parts of Longmont, a very diverse community. And we are, welcome, come on in. Coming together to get to know our communities by sharing stories that connect us to the land, that connect us to our personal histories, our community's histories, all related to food, to art, to community, to agriculture, and ideas of art and food, essentially. And that's the first part, is the sharing and the sharing of stories and the creation of symbols that represent those stories that will then be represented in the decoration of these artistic sculptural spoons that are going to be created, very long spoons, mm-hmm. like the ones in the story. And that's the first part of this project. The second part is those spoons are going to be activated in a community feast next summer, where we will bring together different community members to eat and drink together, but it will be an act of service. So you will be feeding people across the table with your long spoons, the long spoons created by the community, embellished with the community story. So it's created by the community, and in the end it will be for the community, because arts and stories and art and this activity is meant to surface or help us understand better our community's needs, our community's challenges. And so it's a way of using stories for a social justice effort.
Social justice effort. My question to you is now, why are you choosing precisely Olin Farms?
Olin Farms is a treasure in this community, the Longmont community. There's a couple and a family, strong, close-knit family that runs this farm, and all their friends and families, communities around them. They are such a gift and really should be supported as much as possible in their efforts to regenerate the land and teach others the importance of regenerating land and then by extension strengthening communities. They're also putting a lot of effort in education of future generations, and such a great example to the rest of the community of the sort of humanity and the labor effort that we all need to be a part of and support to be able to make our communities healthy, all of our communities, right? So dealing with ideas of food accessibility and dealing with soil regeneration and pollination, connecting those ideas with community needs is what you're going to see in Eugene Farms. And so we were invited to work with them, and what a wonderful pairing with our project, with the Spoons Project, because it's a perfect bridge to connect all the ideas that they're promoting and all the work they're doing and the ideas we're promoting. So working together, we're stronger together in promoting our message.
Margarita Cabrera, community artist, talking about this project that has to do with art, but also with social justice and food justice here at All In Farms. How can people find out more about this project, and how can people participate in this?
Yes, you can see all the information for the two parts of this project on the Eugene Farm website and also the Longmont Museum of Art website. So information about exhibition dates and workshops can all be found there. And we hope that a lot of people participate, support, you know, and make this a success.
At All In Farm in Longmont. For KGNU, I am Rosana Longobetter.